Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Johnny Wattwood. Batting second. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodap. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting 7th. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Johnny Wattwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wattwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self takes first base on ball four. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wattwood. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Porter moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is walked intentionally. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Montague. The throw from Grube and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway hits a line drive towards first. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Self hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter bunts towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Burnett moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Blue reaches second base with a double. Hodapp goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 0 for 1 in the game. Grube hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0 for 1 in the game. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Caraway for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. Calm is hit by the pitch. Vosmick moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock bunts towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Calm moves to second. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Montague is walked intentionally. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder takes first base on ball 4. Vosmick scores. Calm moves to third. Montague moves to second. It's White Sox, 2. Indians, 2. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Calm scores. Montague scores. Harder moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Harder moves to third. Burnett moves to second. Hal McCain now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harder scores. Burnett moves to third. Averill moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Self hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock bunts in front of the plate. Grube fields it and throws to first for the out. Kahm moves to second. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Montague strikes out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burnett strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to third. Averill moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Porter scores. Averill moves to third. Morgan moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Averill scores. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 8-2, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grube hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Poser pinch hits for Hal McCain. Bob Poser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Watwood hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Gregory now pitching. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harder is called out on strikes. 1 out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gregory. Montague goes all the way around to score. Burnett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 11-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 3 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Burnett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gregory Vosmek moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Blue is called out on strikes. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.